Today's Vegetarian Elite will be presented in German and English with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Nepali, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, Tagalog and Thai.
I felt somehow that the universe co-created this film. There were a lot of coincidences, and I happened to be at the right time, at the right moment.
Umweltbewusste Zuschauer, willkommen zur Ausgabe von Elite der Vegetarier dieser Woche. Wir sind stolz, Ihnen heute den äußerst talentierten Stefan Wolf vorzustellen, einen inspirierenden jungen Filmemacher aus Österreich. Vor kurzem hat er einen aufregenden Dokumentarfilm über erfolgreiche vegetarische Ökogemeinschaften in ganz Europa produziert und gleichzeitig die Regie geführt.
Ein Eco-Community or Eco-Village is the settlement of people, where people have common shared ownership of the land and strive to live a more sustainable lifestyle, which suits the humans, the animals, and the earth, and by this, of course, they are reducing their so-called ecological footprint, which is the impact on the earth we have through our daily lifestyle.
Stefans Dokumentarfilm "Ein neues Wir" beleuchtet die Menschen, die Lebensstile und die Philosophien hinter 10 vielfältigen Gemeinschaften, die in 8 europäischen Ländern angesiedelt sind. Er präsentiert die Möglichkeiten eines harmonischen, gemeinsamen Lebens in enger Verbindung mit Mutter Erde als Modell eines freudvollen, gesunden und nachhaltigen ökologischen Lebens für die Zukunft. Stefan erklärt, wie das Projekt anfing.
Well, 3 years ago I used to live in an eco-village which was just starting up, and there I got in contact with this idea the first time. And afterwards, after half a year, I did an extensive journey in Australia and in New Zealand, where I visited several of these eco communities, and I was very inspired. So when I came back to Europe, I thought, "Wow, okay, I want to know more about European eco-villages. I want to visit well-established eco-communities and eco-villages which really work." And at the same time, I thought it's important that more people get the information about this, and therefore I set up to create this documentary which presents a broad variety of this kind of lifestyles.
Ein allgemeines Thema von Ökogemeinschaften ist die gemeinsame Nutzung von Land und Ressourcen. Die Gemeinschaften, die oft durch eine Vereinigung oder soziale Kooperative entstanden sind, werden zusammengehalten durch eine gemeinsame Vision, gemeinsame Werte oder einen gemeinsamen Glauben oder Spiritualität. Ein weiteres Merkmal von Ökodörfern ist ein starker Sinn von Verbundenheit mit der Erde und miteinander und eine gemeinsame Rolle bei Entscheidungen über alles, was das Land oder die Gemeinschaft angeht.
The idea is that we are not separating each other from one another, but we are seeing us as a bigger family, and therefore we also make decisions together, and we share common goods. For example, in some of the eco villages, they only use 3 to 4 cars, you know, and 100 people are using it and having a timetable where they see, okay, the car is free there, I need it there, and then they write the name there, they need it. And so it's generally the attitude of that we are a bigger family, that we are not separated from each other, but we are one. So the choices, what I make, they affect all the other people as well, and therefore I'm considering also the other people.
Um dem Ideal nachhaltigen Lebens treu zu sein, folgen die Ökodörfer in Steffens Dokumentarfilm den bio-vegetarischen oder bio-veganen Lebensstil aufgrund seiner viel geringeren Auswirkung auf die Umwelt und einer liebevolleren Verbindung mit Mutter Erde.
Most of the eco-villages make the choice to have the community kitchen that is at least vegetarian or vegan. The ethical issue is a very big reason, might be the biggest one. It's just natural that the plant-based diet is seen as much more beneficial for on all levels.
Stefan ist selbst engagierter Veganer und hofft, dass sein Dokumentarfilm helfen wird, das Bewusstsein für die Vorteile des veganen Lebensstils zu schärfen.
Certainly, some people speak out for it. They mention some reasons why they live vegetarian or vegan. And since people who see the documentary can also see how beautiful their lives are, it might be even clearer to them that it is very beneficial to the people. Just when you look at the overall well-being and health of the people and that they are also in general more peaceful inside them, since they are not taking all this cruelty inside them by eating the flesh of exploited animals. It's much easier to be more peaceful inside as well, and of course this benefits your health, and it benefits of course your surrounding as well. We are all striving for love and for happiness, and we have this in common, and so let's see how we can achieve this together. What's the most beneficial way for all of us?
Stefan erzählt uns über seine Entscheidung, Veganer zu werden und wie jenes zu einem Wendepunkt in seinem Leben wurde.
I had an amazing, blissful state when I made this decision. It was awesome. It was as if some kind of angels kind of whispered to me and said, "Ah, Stefan, you got it." And it just felt very, very awesome and happy and relieved. Yeah, this was the turning point, and afterwards I found out in much deeper ways how the vegan lifestyle even affects the environment and on so many different levels.
Stefan hatte die Inspiration, zu einer pflanzenbasierten Kost überzugehen, als er in einer veganen Gemeinschaft in Neuseeland lebte.
I was basically seeing what amazing people they are, how loving they are. It inspired me a lot. I took this time there to take a deep look into my food choices, and I dealt with it. I read books about it, and I watched especially films about it. And one film, which is called Peaceable Kingdom, affected me very strong. I just realized that since my goal is to become more and more loving, to come closer and closer to real, true, unconditional love, I realized, wow, what I was seeing there, this exploitation of the animals, has nothing to do at all with love. And for me, it became very obvious that I'm stopping this and I'm not going to participate anymore in this violence. But after this film, I was lying in my caravan, and I was like, whoa, I was shaking. It was like inside of me, everything was like, whoa, moving, because I knew, wow, when I make this change now, it will change my whole life. It was like inside of me something shifted then, and I said, yes, I do it. I want to be a vegan now. I want to set myself free. I want to set the animals free. When I was vegetarian and still had milk products, and pretty much after every meal where there was butter inside of whatever milk product, I felt kind of a tiredness. It was not nice. It didn't have a good influence on my body. And after I became vegan, this also dropped away. So it was felt much more comfortable with my body, everything.
Stefans Enthusiasmus für die Vorteile der pflanzenbasierten Ernährung hat viele seiner Freunde ermutigt, Veganer zu werden. Er wurde auch aktiv, wenn es darum geht, diese wichtige Botschaft mit anderen zu teilen.
Er translated, for example, the World Peace Diet discourse from Dr. Will Tuttle into German, and also some friends of mine, after listening to this deep message of Dr. Will Tuttle, they also understood it in such a deep way that a lot of them went vegan. I mean, even Slaughterman went vegan, previous Slaughterman went vegan, or for example, just some weeks ago, a hunter from America, he read the World Peace Diet by Dr. Will Tuttle, and through this he was so touched and had such a realization that he became a vegan. And so we can change as humans.
Stefan verbrachte seine Kindheit auf einem Bauernhof, umgeben von Natur, inmitten der schönen österreichischen Landschaft. Schon als Kind war Stefan unangenehm berührt von dem Gedanken, Tiere großzuziehen, um sie einmal zu schlachten. Stefan erklärt, wie dieser Aspekt seiner Kindheit ihm half, sich einem veganen Lebensstil zuzuwenden.
We had a small farm and my parents used to slaughter animals and pigs especially. And I even was kind of forced to help, not with killing itself, but afterwards with all this bloody work. I never liked it. It was the smell was very weird to me. And now I realize how crazy it is to spend so much work on raising animals. We used all of this corn, this amazing amount of corn, to feed it to all the animals that we can slaughter them at the end. And which was so much work. I can see it now so clearly that when you imprison the animals, actually you make yourself a slave, because you have so much work to do, and when you steal the freedom of the animals. And it's a big waste of energy and time.
Wir fragten Stefan, was sein Interesse für das Drehen von Dokumentarfilmen entfacht hat und was bislang der befriedigendste Aspekt seiner Karriere als Filmemacher war.
The interest was that I know that films or documentaries can have pretty much a strong impact on the people's life, and you can reach pretty much a lot of people with this medium of film. And since I want to make a positive change on this earth, I know that by creating films which support a positive future, is a very effective way. And my proudest moments are certainly when people are so touched when they see a film and really make a change. And I still now receive emails where people write how grateful they are, which gives them a new hope to know about these eco-villages and these different lifestyles. And when often it changed their course of direction, where instead of a normal holiday, where they changed their trip now to an eco-village trip. And this are very touching moments when I see it really has a strong positive impact on the people, that they really, it changes their life. In the essence, I want to show to the world, hey, look, there are so many people who are taking action and making fundamental changes which are beautiful and which benefit all beings and the earth. I want to make people realize that they can do that too, and they can also start now to get on their track and help to create a paradise on earth.
Stefan übersetzt, promotet und verbreitet ein neues Wir. Darüber hinaus hat er Pläne für weitere kreative Unternehmungen, unter anderem für ein Musikprojekt und einen neuen Dokumentarfilm.
The next new one will be in New Zealand, where I will film a vegan community. The vegan community, actually, where I became a vegan, and I want to make just a documentary just about them in more detail, which gives a lot of details and insights how they are living, how they are organized.
Angesichts seiner ausgiebigen Beschäftigung und Erfahrung mit Ökodörfern in Europa, Australien und Neuseeland baten wir Stefan, uns die ideale Ökogemeinschaft zu beschreiben, die er schaffen würde, wenn er die Gelegenheit hätte.
For the beginning, a smaller community of between 10 and 12 people and living together at a common owned land. And it shall be a vegan, nature integrated community. It means living very close to nature and with a high degree of self-sufficiency, and where the people who I'm living with are really like my beloved ones, and we have a common shared vision, which is basically to create a vegan paradise on Earth where all beings can be free and happy.
In einer Videokonferenz im Juni 2008 mit unseren Vereinsmitgliedern aus Surrey, Vereinigtes Königreich, sprach die höchste Meisterin Jing Hai von jener himmlischen Welt, die sich in nur ein paar Wochen manifestieren würde, sollte die Welt gänzlich veggie werden.
If the world were to go 100% vegetarian by now, the good effect of it will be seen within more or less 60 days. 8 short weeks, yes. And what kind of earth would we live in? It would be Eden again. We will have sudden peace and sudden realization of sameness between our nations, between our humans, and between humans and animals. And people will have respect even for trees and plants. Things will be more lushful, abundance. People will feel happier, even without reasons. They will not know why they feel happy. And food will be enough everywhere. River will run plentiful again. Disaster will cease. Heaven will smile on human. And good wishes will be fulfilled. That is a kind of Eden. If we are to be vegetarian, all of the human on the planet, that will be the effect.
Wir danken der höchsten Meisterin Jing Hai für diese hoffnungsvollen Enthüllungen und Herrn Stefan Wolf, dass er diese gemeinsame Vision eines friedlichen, veganen Planeten durch seine Kunst voranbringt. Besuchen Sie www.newbie.info für mehr über Stefan Wolfs Dokumentarfilm Ein neues Wir. Warmherzige Zuschauer, wir danken Ihnen für Ihre Gesellschaft heute bei Elite der Vegetarier. Seien Sie bei uns zu unserer edlen Herkunft morgen 8. Mai, um Stefan Wolfs inspirierenden Dokumentarfilm Ein neues Wir zu sehen. Es folgt zwischen Meisterin und Schülern. Mögen Ihre Tage gesegnet sein mit Dankbarkeit für die großzügigen Gaben der Natur, die nährende Begleitung durch Angehörige und die uns umgebenden alltäglichen Freuden. Warm-hearted viewers, we thank you for your company today on Vegetarian Elite. Join us on our noble lineage tomorrow, May the 8th, to watch Stefan Wolf's inspiring documentary, A New We. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. May your day be blessed with gratitude for the bountiful gifts of nature, the nurturing company of loved ones, and the daily joys that surround us.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.